So there's wounded in an Israeli airstrike over Tata, Syria, the state media reported on Wednesday. The official news agency Sana quoted a military source saying the Israeli strikes came from the direction of the Mediterranean Sea and targeted air defense sites. Flooding following torrential rains in the eastern coastal Libyan city of Derna this week has left thousands dead, thousands more missing and/or displaced. But one academic suggested it was a perfect storm of politics and neglect that may have made the city a disaster waiting to happen. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
A major storm dumped 15 to 24 centimeters of rain on eastern Libya late Sunday, causing Derna's two dams to collapse, literally turning city streets into rivers that swept away entire neighborhoods. A research paper published last year by a hydrologist at Libya's Omar al-Mokhtar University warned repeated flooding of the seasonal riverbed in Derna was a threat to the city, saying a flood would be catastrophic. The paper urged immediate steps to ensure regular maintenance of the city's dams. But since the uprising that deposed dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, Libya's had no nationwide government, with separate rival factions governing eastern and western parts of the nation. The chaotic government situation left the dams, along with much of the region's infrastructure, poorly maintained. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Moroccan researchers have rescuers have joined been joined by international crews from Spain, the United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. They all sent emergency responders into the mountains, where bodies remain buried under dust and rubble from the earthquake. Moroccan authorities reported 2,900 deaths as of Tuesday. This is VOA News. An air raid on Sudan's war-ravaged Darfur region killed at least 40 civilians Wednesday, according to a medical source, as the head of the UN mission to the country resigned.
I've had the privilege to serve as a United Nations Secretary General Special Representative for Sudan for more than 2.5 years. I'm grateful to the Secretary General for that opportunity and for his confidence in me. But I've asked him to relieve me of this duty.
Volker Perthes, who has been persona non grata by Sudanese authorities since June, warned the United Nations Security Council again in his final briefing before leaving that Sudan's war risks further deterioration. Religious leaders from Kenya's port city of Mombasa demonstrated on Wednesday against a ruling by the Supreme Court that reaffirmed the right of the LGBTQI community to associate. On Tuesday, the court upheld the right of the National Gay and Lesbian Rights Commission to register with Kenya's NGO board. Ahmed Atham told Reuters they want Kenya's government to treat the LGBTQI community the same as neighboring Uganda.
What we are requesting the government is the president, we are actually urging our president to step his feet on the ground and prevent the legitimizing of the LGBTQ in Kenya just as much as what Museveni did for Uganda.
For now, Kenya is still seen as a relative haven for LGBTQ people in a hostile region. Unlike in many of the more than 30 other African countries where same-sex relations are illegal, its colonial-era anti-gay law is rarely enforced. At the United Nations, a demand from the U.S. ambassador to release American citizens held in Russia on what they called trumped-up charges. Also there, Wall Street journalist Evan Gershkovitz's mother.
Evan loves being a journalist. His passion is reporting the news and helping people understand Russia and the Russian people. He's always been curious about the world and loved traveling. He cares deeply about people. His reporting has kept the world informed, and we all miss reading his stories.
Gershkovitz, among those held in Russia on espionage charges, was doing stories on the Ukraine war for the Wall Street Journal when he was arrested in March. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.